Dean, for extended points of the season, you guys have gone mostly without Sean Springs and James Sanders, and then the last 2 weeks, both have started and played extensively. Well, after such a long layoff, how did you know that they would be ready to come back in and play every snap and like they've done?
Well, we have them out there in practice. You don't forget. I mean, it isn't like the only time we see them is on Sundays. We see them every day of the week. So when, you know, we're out there in practice, we can see what they can do and how they can do it. And like I say, it depends kind of on the game plan that we're using that particular week. So in Sean's case particularly, because he was out a little longer, excuse me, you know, the biggest thing on him was we just wanted to make sure that he could last a whole game. Fortunately, in the last couple games, they haven't been 70, 80 play games. They've been in the 50s, and we've had some breaks. We've gotten off the field on third down, which has really been key, as opposed to the Miami game where we couldn't get off the field on third down, and, you know, they end up running 80 plays on us, and everybody's dragging. So it's been a matter of we watch them every day in practice. We see what they can do and know how much they can play. And James, we always felt that was never going to be a problem whether he came in, played the whole game or not. It's just what we have kind of done in the last couple of weeks have fit what they give us a little better than maybe somebody else.
How did you keep their heads in it?
That's them. That's been professional. I talk to them every day, but I don't go in there and talk to them and give them a pep talk. I mean, they're grown men. They handle this as a profession, and they know that at any point in time, your number may get called back up, or it may not get called up, or you may get called to. I mean, James during that time was doing a lot of extensive special teams work, which he still does. So he was, you know, doing a great job with that. That's a credit to both those guys. But not only those guys, we have other guys that are like that. I think when you talk to them and when you prepare every week, you prepare them as if they are going to play. You don't sit down and go, well, you're not going to play this week. It's everybody expects to play. How much I'm going to get to play, you know, we'll kind of find out later as the week goes on how much I'm a part of the game plan. But I've got to know what to do, because the last thing you want to do as a professional is somebody goes down and then you're put into the situation and you're not ready to go. Well, that's going to make it look even worse for you. Now everybody's going to say, well, there's why he wasn't playing. Those guys aren't going to do that. They're going to be prepared as well as they can be prepared, whether they get a lot of reps or not. And like I say, that's a credit to both of them just being professionals.
Because you guys have some new players on defense this year, Dean, how much of a factor is maybe their experience and their ability to communicate a factor in them getting more playing time and then giving you the best option these past couple of weeks?
Everything factors into it. They're dependent on how extensive the game plan is, how much communication. There's always going to be communication going on, sometimes more than others, sometimes maybe too much. And, you know, it just kind of depends on not only the communication part of it, but then how they fit in the scheme and what we're trying to get done that week to stop that team. Are they the best fit for that? And then, you know, inside of that then, do they have the ability to communicate? I think our guys, even though we have a lot of new guys back there, you know, I think they've caught on well. We've had a couple games where we didn't do a very good job in communicating across the board, and those were pretty easy to spot. And then for the most part, guys have done a pretty good job, and they're getting better at it, and they're working harder at it.
Dean, on Sunday when you went to that defense with no linemen and five linebackers, how much of that was just maybe defending something specific that the Bills did, or was that more just a way to sort of mask some of the depth problems you had on the line because of injury?
Well, everything that we do is always geared towards what another team does. Not so much to mask whether we have somebody or don't have somebody. It's kind of what can we do to stop them or prevent them or do the best job we can on whatever down, whatever situation it is, then take into account whatever personnel that we have available, okay, now what's the best way to use that personnel that we do have available? Okay, and so some weeks you have some guys, some weeks you don't have certain guys. Well, that's our job to try to figure out then what's the best way to do this and how can we do it and hopefully be effective with it. And so it was really a combination a little bit of, number one is we wanted to do things to the Bills that we thought would work. Number two wasn't to map somebody being gone. It was just more based on, okay, here's the guys we got. Where's the best positions we can put them in?
Take a final question.
Dean, just going back to the game, one of the things Coach Belichick mentioned was on the first drive, the Bills had some success running the ball. And he talked about how they were isolating the inside linebackers. That's part of what he said was an explanation for it with some different schemes. And I was just curious if you could elaborate on that a little bit, because it seemed like after that first drive, the adjustments were made pretty well.
Well, the guys did a good job. They attacked certain spots there on the defense. And, again, what we need to do then is figure out, okay, how can we change that up and make them either have to change their scheme and find someplace else to go with the ball. So we made, we made those adjustments to try to take a little bit of heat off the linebackers. Again, whenever you change something, then it's, you got to keep it moving, because every defense has an inherent problem. It also has a strength, and so you got to play to that strength, but don't stay in it so long that everybody else figures out what the weakness is, move on. So I thought we did a good job of, and the coaches, of getting to the players there that here's what we need to do, here's how we need to change it up, and we were able to do that, and then when we got the lead, that certainly helped a little bit too.
Thank you, Coach.
Hey, thank you. Merry Christmas to all of you.